Communication at the Tibet College for Well, I think we need change. We need young people in the forefront. And personally, it's time for the base to be passed to young people to run the race. So that's why I actually believe that I'm actually a return race for this because of my work experience, because of, I believe, it's time for change. Why should I be trusted to be in the board? One, because I, being someone who studied journalism, someone who studied broadcasting, and seeing what was happening in the past, it sort of pains you because you know what broadcasting is supposed to be. You know what a broadcasting house or a media house, what is the role of media, what is the person doing, how and when. And when you see that not coming forth and you want to be changed, then you have to avail yourself. So that is why I avail myself to say, if I want to change to come, I will not pass the responsibility to somebody else, but I will step up and difficult and challenging as it will be, but I will step up and say, I'm ready for change and I want to be part of the change. Disclosure of conflict of interest,
Section 17 of the Broadcasting Act talks about the disclosure of conflict of interest. I guess if you are familiar with that, even if you don't have anything to disclose, if you are familiar with that section, tell us what is conveyed in that section. Disclosure of conflict of interest.
I just know, especially when it comes to what is being put in the board and you are aware of maybe something that's going to be discussed and a conflict of interest in it, that the member has to excuse themselves when a particular topic or meeting is takes place.
This committee is in the process of amending the Broadcasting Act. We are dealing with the amendment bill, which we are going to finalize quite soon. If you have gone through the Act itself, Broadcasting Amendment Act, what areas would lie to change in that act? There is a Broadcasting Act. What areas that you think it's necessary to change it? And put whatever you think, in a nutshell, your contribution, if you are asked to take part in that, what do you say?
I would like to see changes, especially coming to accommodation of different languages. It should not only be focused on certain languages. If you are looking from the outside, then you always see that there is certain languages that either there is a program or in the show only there is a song piece, but then other particular languages are not catered for. Another one would be maybe the sensitivity when it comes to religion. More shows on religion, and when that happens, the sensitivity around how and when and if we tap into that spectrum, it should be properly researched. So things, but I'm just looking because that is what the union is supposed to do, to educate and to inform. If I am watching and then in a particular, let's say, show, if I'm watching it, after watching I should see let's say empowered or a bit more knowledgeable about something that I was not aware of previously. So definitely languages and culture and more educated shows or yes, educated shows, kind of shows that are more integrated with the society.
The last one, in my 5 minutes. Do you think everything is still the most important thing is the institution in the country? And if not, why? Why do you say so?
I think it's still is.
Yeah.
Being a public broadcast, there's an advantage of being able to cater to millions of South Africans. There are people, for example, there are people who cannot afford pay TV. So if they cannot afford pay TV, then SABC is the only choice or the only option they have. So SABC is still very important and
thank you. Then, thank you very much, members. The floor is yours. Can I start with another question?
Thank you. Good evening, Mr. Ipak. If you can share with the committee the knowledge of the few primary objectives of the SABC, the context, it's a very important thing. And also the governance imperatives. That fine expression in the Polish
channel. Can you
hear me? Yeah.
Oh.
Lastly, your views on the independence of the electoral policy, its independence, and what you understand by that independence and why it is.
Okay, thank you very much. What's happening at COP of 1999, and what I know about it is that it also encouraged the broadcasting corporation to promote democracy, to develop societies, to promote gender equality amongst South Africans. It also encourages or pushes the SABC to strengthen the spiritual moral fiber of South Africans or citizens or the leaders of the SABC to encourage women have shows or provide services that promote women and children and also to establish a strong and committed service towards the viewers. My views on editorial independence is that it's very important that it's protected, the independence of the editorial is protected, because if sloth or evil or treacherous, then this is where we see certain restrictions when it comes to reporting. And when you actually look at the role of the media or of our platform houses, they are supposed to inform in spite of is it good or bad. But people need to know what's actually going on around the world, around the country, around their community. So if that space is infiltrated or there are people who are playing around it, then they need to know it be fair. We always hear the one side of the story, and it's the media or reporting it. It's about knowing about one side of the story, what's going on the left, and also what's going on the right. So it's very important that it's protected by all means, so that we all always be informed of the right thing at the right time, as they happen, not as maybe took a bit here, took a bit there, but it is gruesome as gruesome as it is. People need to know what's going on in their community, in their countries, and around the world.
The third question, which was number two, was if you're going to show with us, there are less similarities, that's why the expression in the word chat have less similarities. Which by the expression in the word chat? In the word chat.
I'm not sure if this is the correct answer, but the boss understands and knows its role and its responsibility, what is it they are supposed to do and how they are supposed to do it. And the boss, if one is a board member, one needs to understand their role as an individual and also as a collective, and they understand the legislation so that when they are leaving the corporation, they leave according to, let's say, the manual or what's being put or what's being expected of them to actually leave the corporation, to make sure that corporate governance is applied and followed at all times.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chair. Welcome, Ms. Kumar. To me, just a few questions. So based on what you alluded to when you were answering the question from the Chair, what do you see in the past forward that was not happening, because you said there are things which were not happening, there is a change that is needed. So what things can you point out? And what change will you bring if you are successful to be appointed as a board member?
Okay. Cool. What was it?
Okay, thank you. What is it that I see or that I saw? I think what stood out was during the protest in France, when we discovered or when it was decided that some of the visuals will not go on air because they are promoting protests or crime or yes. So for me, as somebody who did journalism, for me it said there's interference, because now certain things have to be said, and certain things have to be kept hush, or certain footage can go on air, and certain footage cannot go on air. So there is interference, and that will automatically hinder the reporting the way it's supposed to happen, because now it means the story has to change the direction that it was actually supposed to take. It was supposed to go to left, now it has to go to right, because certain things have to be omitted out, or certain things are not supposed to be shown. So it said there is interference in the newsroom, and such is not supposed to happen, because now we will not be giving the community or the viewers what is going on the ground, and they need it by then. Actually, every day they need to see what's going on around their country. They need to hear and see what's happening in our communities here, because it affects them directly or indirectly. So, yes, and then what change I would bring? I think for me it would be accountability. I think that the moment accountability takes place, or accountability is practiced, and then the less we will see, or the less certain things will not happen. And like when I started studying young people taking over, I would also like to see young people in the forefront. People with the right expertise, people with the right qualification, doing what they are qualified to do, doing something that's in their expert zone. So people doing the right person for the right job. I think that is the one change I would bring, because with the right people, they know exactly what needs to be done. I think slowly, but there will be change, because people will know exactly what needs to be done and how it has to be done. There will not be any compromise, because you will understand the scope of your responsibility and how it's actually supposed to be carried out for executed. Thank you.
I will now take one of our toilets, and then one of our pandam and Pantirita, David, and then one of our Josie and one of our Matis, in that sequence, and then come back this time. Thank you. One of our toilets.
This is my Lord, just want to appreciate the greatness of such a young man, the man like himself, who took that self command to serve the nation. And this is my Lord, I want to put some questions from you. Based on the change that you said you want to see, the government of the SAPC give me that kind of background, especially on the issues that you spoke about, wherein you said the news were interfered with, or the newsroom interfered with what was taking place on the ground. Tell me more about your understanding of the government of the SAPC. That you were talking text, that you take us to Kafa and Joe. Thank you, sir.
Still talking about the interference and the For example, if the board understands its role and its responsibilities, it will not be anger actually doing what they understand, and they do them. They should understand their role when it comes to the governance of the broadcasting, broadcasting house. It will not be easy for the second individual to actually take a decision to say, I will still make an example with the issue that I touched, what needs to go on air or what needs to go on air. And if that particular person who is heading, let's say, a certain department also understands media, understands reporting, then they will definitely know that trying to interfere with journalistic creativity, trying to interfere with the actual event, trying to interfere with the editorial point of it, of what people need to know, they will know that it is wrong. So it will take me back to the right people with the right qualifications, the right expertise. They will know that what is it that needs to be done, for example, in the newsroom, how it's supposed to be done. What is it that should not be even tainted, such as trying to filter whatever that goes on air. And then can you repeat the second question?
So you said that if tomorrow can also speak to a steward outside the government and therefore speaking to the Broadcasting Act, I wanted to say to talk broadly on the role of the broadcaster in the community. Especially when you speak, I'm interested if you understand the understanding insofar as the fact that she seems to be very worried about the newsroom and what the thing is in the ground, and how that all is processed. So I really want to hear from her what is the understanding of the role of the ICAS. ICAS and EICA,
okay, I understanding of the role of the ICAS is that it is a regulatory body that regulates the media, that regulates everything that surrounds the media, all broadcasting, the reporting, the fairness of reporting, the interference of the editorial department of all reporting or current affairs. So it is a body that regulates and that sets the standards and rules of what should happen. Those things that have to be followed by all the media.
Thanks for that information, it's also available. You worked at AM7 for 2 years as a producer. How would you describe AM7's editorial policies?
Honestly?
Yes, yes,
yes.
A lot of interference. So as a producer, there's a lot of experience in your work, what did you do? Did you object? Or did you accept that experience? How did you deal with that experience?
Okay. Personally, I did not get any interference. I was working on a show that focuses on telling African stories. So that's all we worked on, different African countries and developing stories, etc. So when it came to such, especially to that particular show, they were not much in technical interference.
But surely you would have witnessed interference in the news in general. When you saw the interference, when your colleagues spoke of interference, what did you do?
It was a collective cry from all of us, especially experiencing it and knowing that this particular thing should not happen, whether it's AN7 or any other media house, but it was there. So as a producer, or as an employee, there are certain steps that you can take in order for your voice to be heard. But if your concerns are taken to, let's say, to your manager or your supervisor, you're expecting them to take it forward. So if it's not happening, it becomes very frustrating to you as a producer or as a journalist, because the last thing you want is to be told what to write, how to write it, what to say, and how to say it.
Why did you leave ANN7?
For me, it was time to change. When I left ANN7, then I went to do communication at IEC. So for me, it was time to change.
So it wasn't about the editorial policy that you disagreed with, or the interference, or you had to change, and that's why you left?
I left because it was time for change. Yes, but I didn't leave particularly because of the interference, because I would have loved maybe to be there and to actually be part of trying to change the situation that was present, that you wanted to make sure that they understand how it's supposed to be done, but unfortunately.
I mean, the reason I'm asking this question, you know, we're appointed people to the SABC board, we want people who are going to have a backbone of steel, who are going to be vociferous when they interference, when they speak out when they interference, wherever they speak, and then it doesn't relate to them. So,
that's kind of the position of the act, okay?
But that's
for Arjuna. Thank you. Thank you, Chair, and thank you very much for being here and making yourself available for the interview. It takes a lot of bravery and courage to be an interview board member. There's been intimidation, threats, and very, very difficult circumstances for lots of board members over the years. And I wonder if you have the courage to be on the SABC board and the thick enough skin to roll with the punches, and I'd like to hear your view on that. For example, do you think you have what it takes to stand up to a communications minister when the communications minister is preventing the board from doing something that the board is legally required to do, such as implement the recommendations of the Public Protector's Report into silence? If you were on the board in that period, what would you have done personally to stand up to Minister McCombie when she blocked the board? Would you have spoken out? Would you have stood up to her? What would you have done to preserve the integrity of the SABC in the face of that kind of interference? My second question, it's similar, and it relates to what my colleague raised about your background at ANN7. Can you elaborate and tell us exactly what kind of citizen interference you experienced or that you were aware of at ANN7? I think it would be very useful for the committee to know exactly what happened at ANN7. And you said questions were raised because your hands were tired because, you know, you took it to your managers. But what exactly did you do in response to those instances of political interference? So please outline the precise nature of the political interference as well as what you specifically did about it. And then my last question, Chair, is it's a question about the legal framework of the SABC. Now, the SABC is governed by the Broadcasting Act and the Companies Act. And I'd like to ask the applicant, if those two acts come into conflict with each other, which act do you think should supersede the other? Do you think the Broadcasting Act should supersede the Companies Act, or do you think the Companies Act should supersede the Broadcasting Act? And can you tell us why?
We have 2 minutes left from the 5 minutes of my.
Okay, I'll just run quickly. Am I bold enough? Yes, I am. I think if I'm sitting here today, for me that's a sign of boldness. It could have been anyone else, but it's me. As young as I am, with the experience that I have, but I decided to take that step to say the odds are against me. If it is the case of David and Goliath, I would be David, but we all know what happened. And David, so yes, I am old enough. Would I have stayed and stand against the minister and spoken out? Yes, I would have. I think because one, of the boldness, two, because of, as a person, the passion for journalism and for broadcasting, and the understanding of the role of the media. So the moment I cannot speak out, I am actually disabling what the media is supposed to do. I mean, actually disabling the SABC to inform, to educate, or to entertain South African citizens. So yes, I would have spoken out. The question is, whether I'm going to be heard? Are we going to be taken seriously about speaking? Yes, I would have spoken out. And just to elaborate on the interference, the depth of it, I wouldn't know. Like I said, personally, I did not experience it directly to me, but to others, it would be just censorship of maybe don't say it this way, rather say it in a certain way, or don't say this, say that. That would be the interference, but the depth of it, how far it went, that much I wouldn't know.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yes, you.
Me.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, we have 5 minutes. One, what is censorship?
Syntec works as a organization that helps with the distribution of signal when it comes to the broadcasting.
What is DTT?
DTT, Digital Television or Transmission.
And then how does the DSTV relate to the SABC?
How do they relate? They're both involved in broadcasting, but I would say on different ends. The other one is TV or satellite TV, and then the other one is the public broadcasting house, which they're using a different format, they're using analog so that they're using the broadcasting.
channel on DST.
Personally, I would say to, because in my understanding, DSTV is there to offer variety. So ACDC is there as part of variety. For example, if I just make a simple example, if I don't want to watch maybe a certain channel, I have an option of watching another one. So if the I would say the main reason why ACDC is there is just to be part of variety. If I move from channel A, then I can go to channel B. It's not so that it means there is still the importance, this showdown is still the importance of ACDC because they could have left it out because PTV has been included it. So they still there a demand for people to want to see what the ACDC actually caters.
Okay, and what are your views on the broadcasting amendment? The amendment bill, what are your views on?
Okay. In my understanding, I think when amendment or amendment takes place, it's the importance of it is to maybe to improve or to better what we already have. Or to widen up or give a range of what we already have. But I would say to maybe to enhance it, yes, let's say yes, we actually do have.
Do you know if there is an amendment bill or not? Do you know what is being proposed to be amended in the broadcasting bill? In the broadcasting act, do you know what is being proposed to be amended?
No.
Do you think it's fair for us to put you in the board if you don't know about the service?
Yes.
Yes, we should put you even if you don't know that there are amendments being proposed on the broadcasting bill.
I know there are amendments, but which one specifically, no, I do not know.
Do you think it's fair for South Africans to have a person on the board who doesn't know about this development? Okay, finally, are you here because you are bold or because you are not informed?
I'm here because I'm bold.
Is your boldness on the basis of the fact that you understand the challenges that face us or because you just think let's do this?
Because I understand the challenges that we face.
Thank you.
Thank you. Are you done answering questions? You had 10 seconds. Are you okay?
Okay.
Another one, Chair?
Very short question. Thank you, Chair. Could you please give me your true understanding of the role of the board, so that if you were to be put on the board, you then can be able to perform the duty you've got to. And secondly, if you do understand what the board is going to do, then you can make a follow-up on the following questions. But if you don't, just leave. And that question is, if you understand, do you think you have the capacity to actualize the act requirement of ensuring that the board works collectively as a group to mainly do the following? Represent the cross-section of the population. I'm saying this because very many people are not represented, Secondly, to cover a cross-section of the qualifications, expertise, experience that we have pointed to. And lastly, the question that I've, Chairperson, not referred to openly. I'm going to do that because the name of the station has come out here openly, and that is ENM 7. Okay. And it is a question of the money. There was stages 2 in ENM 7. Alright? I think now that that has come, we need to understand money taken away from SABC to that particular structure. Do you know anything at all? If you don't, then don't respond. If you do, then I will try to let you say something about that.
Okay. Yes, I mean that again.
My understanding of the role of the board is that the board is actually there to lead. And then they have the responsibility to actually monitor the performance of the board, of the SEC. And in leading, they will also be giving actually a direction of which way is the agency actually supposed to be going to, and at the same time to, as a board, to always retain full control, always be understanding of the actual powers that they actually have, so they can actually be able to be, instead of being led or being led or being told what actually is supposed to be, what actually supposed to be there, and which direction they're supposed to go. Do I think have the capacity to make the kind of the board work when it comes to presentation or presentation. I think it's important for a board to have candidates from different backgrounds, two different qualifications or skills or knowledge. Because what might be a strong point to somebody, let's say, who actually specializes in law, and then somebody who studied media would like lacking. So if it's a composition of different people, and then yes, I think the board will have the capacity. And then if it's also a composition of young people and let's say older people, so a bit of experience, and also a chance to give young people to actually also be in leadership, availing themselves to help with change.
Thank
and then the third issue.
Thank you very much.
Feedback. How are you? Check us through the process of appointing the board of the SABC.
The process of appointing the board would be the current one where the National Assembly actually helps
CFO, the COO, and the CFO. What is your view on it?
My view on the debate would be when those changes actually are to be introduced or to be implemented, it has to be taken into consideration the role of the board and what is it they are supposed to do and how they are supposed to do it, and the role of the executive group, their job, and how they are supposed to also do it. So the two should not be, let's say, clashing or, let me use the word clashing. With one another. So there should be a clear indication of the powers and all the decisions that can be made by the board and the powers and the decisions that can be made by the executive.
Can you just attend your alarm when it is called? And then, no, you still have 2 minutes together. Can you?
This is the last question. I want your view on this particular matter. Do you agree with that view on ground? Will it assist us in dealing with the problem that we are facing with currently? What's
your opinion? I agree with it. And yes, I think it would assist with the current challenges within the corporation.
Okay. Thank you very much, Madam Chair. Mahava is the experience. Mahava now, the experience they have. Do you have 2 minutes to respond?
In my view, one challenge that stood out for me in the whole crisis of the ACCC was accountability. People were not taking accountability of the mistake they made. So if one does not account to any mistake they made, then one does not see a necessity to make changes. So there's a possibility that the next time the very same mistake will be seen practicing again, even if it's not the same person, but the next person can also do more or less the same mistake because there is an accountability and people are not held accountable of the things they did. Coming to the experience of young people and the board, I fully agree with you that it shouldn't be just young people. One. Two, yes, it should be young people with experience, with qualification. And I also do believe that when young people are admitted within the board, they should be working together with experienced people who have done the running of being members of boards before, because they will come with the experience and be able to show or to lead, and then young people in the process will be actually be in an advantage position of learning and seeing how it can. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Any questions to members?
No, no questions.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mark.
Thank you.
Thanks for your contribution. I'm told you are leaving tomorrow. Sleep well and go well tomorrow. Members, we are going to break for dinner. For 30 minutes. We're going to break for dinner. We're two kinds of...